I'm Melissa Sawyer, and I co-chair SNC's Corporate Governance and Activism Practice. A lot of companies are scrambling to comply with state and local orders, as well as the Centers for Disease Control and World Health Organization guidance and best practices concerning coronavirus. This is affecting all aspects of corporate machinery, including the ability to have an in-person board meeting and in-person shareholder meetings. Today, I'm going to be discussing virtual shareholder meetings and some considerations for companies related to converting their regular annual shareholder meetings into virtual meetings. First, I'm going to talk about whether companies can even have a virtual meeting to begin with. Then I'm going to talk about how companies should notify their shareholders if they intend to convert into having virtual meetings. Then I'll talk a little bit about the logistics of those meetings and how to handle shareholder proposals at those meetings. And then lastly, I'm just going to touch on institutional shareholder and proxy advisory reactions to virtual shareholder meetings. This is obviously a difficult time for a lot of companies, and the shareholder meeting landscape is complicated by the fact that we're already well into the middle of the proxy season. Many issuers have already mailed their proxy statements for their upcoming annual meetings, and some companies have booked locations and made plans for in-person meetings. It's not easy to pivot to something different at the last minute. Here at SNC, we take a multidisciplinary approach to counseling clients through the changes they need to make in order to be responsive to crises like coronavirus. And talking through the shareholder meeting landscape is just one example of this. When it comes to changing your annual meeting plans, you have to consider a lot of different variables, including the state law requirements, the requirements of securities laws and SEC regulations, and practical logistical considerations like IT and how it's actually going to work in practice. So as I said, step one is figuring out if you can even have a virtual meeting to begin with. The SEC recently promulgated some guidance addressing the proxy rules regarding how to notify shareholders of virtual meetings. But before you even get to that point, you need to take a look at your corporate organizational documents, your charter and your bylaws, to make sure that they permit you to have a virtual meeting. You also need to look at the laws of the state in which the company is incorporated. Delaware law is very permissive and allows companies to have virtual meetings or hybrid meetings where they have both a virtual component and an in-person component. But that's not the case in every state, at least not the case today. We are seeing some changes in rapidly unfolding. For example, just yesterday, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, unveiled a new executive order allowing boards of directors to meet virtually or to act by written consent rather than getting together to meet in person. And it's not inconceivable that we could see additional actions of that nature going forward in relation to shareholder meetings. Once you've established that you can have a virtual meeting or a hybrid meeting, you have to determine how you're going to notify your shareholders about the change in plans. How you do this will differ depending on whether you've already mailed your proxy materials for your upcoming shareholder meeting or whether you're still in the planning phases for that meeting. If you've already mailed, the new SEC guidance basically says you have to tell shareholders what you plan to do. You can issue a press release announcing the change after your board decides to make the change. And then you can file that announcement as definitive additional soliciting material in EDGAR. Fortunately, the SEC does not require you to do a physical mailing of those materials as long as you give shareholders and the market sufficient advance notice of the change. If you haven't yet mailed your proxy materials, then you can revise your proxy statement to reflect your plans regarding your annual meeting. some companies are leaving this open-ended and signaling that they may convert to a virtual meeting at a later date and signaling that they'll announce that in advance of making a change. If you have notified your shareholders of the decision to move to a virtual only or a hybrid meeting, the next decision you need to make is around the logistics for the meeting. There are a number of external service providers who will help you to set up a virtual shareholder meeting, which can be conducted either as a conference call or in a webinar format where you can display a dynamic presentation. Of course, they charge a fee for providing this service, and the fees to date seem to range from the $5,000 to $15,000 range, depending on the level of service required. There are a number of technical issues associated, including making sure that shareholders have the ability to cast a vote at the meeting if it is a virtual-only meeting, and ensuring that they can be registered as being present for quorum counting purposes. All of these logistics need to be worked through and planned in advance so that your meeting can be conducted seamlessly on the day of. One further consideration for issuers who have received shareholder proposals in this proxy season is that typically the SEC allows issuers not to have those proposals voted on at a meeting if the proponent fails to show up to present the proposal at the meeting. The SEC has offered some relief to shareholder proponents this year if their inability to show up relates to coronavirus and they were not sent their proposal. Issuers who choose to host virtual meetings should let proponents know how to present their proposals in that virtual format to avoid having the proposal deemed presented regardless of whether the proponent actually appears. The last point to touch on is how the institutional shareholders and proxy advisory services will react if you do actually convert to a virtual shareholder meeting format. Historically, a number of the institutional shareholders, as well as the proxy advisors, have been loath to support the virtual meeting format, especially virtual-only meetings as compared to hybrid meetings. However, early indications are that these services, the proxy advisors, as well as institutional shareholders, may be willing to accord more flexibility to issuers in this proxy season in recognition of the very difficult circumstances in which many companies find themselves trying to host meetings that honor the health and safety of both their employees and their shareholders. For further information on this topic, as including a more detailed overview of considerations that should be taken into account as you plan one of these meetings, please see our March 18th client publication entitled Recent Developments Regarding Virtual Shareholder Meetings, and feel free to call any of us here at Sullivan & Cromwell to discuss any questions you may have on this topic. From all of us at Sullivan & Cromwell, please stay safe and healthy in these challenging times. Thank you for listening to S&C Critical Insights. For more information about our practice, please visit us on the web at www.sulcrom.com.